Well, good morning, everyone. It is a little after 10. I want to call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol on July 28th. And my name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the commission. Also present with me are Commissioner Randy Christman and Brian Crosius, so we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Randy?
I don't either, just a few at the end.
Perfect.
No opening comments.
All right, we'll just dive right in. We have two items on the agenda. The first one is mine. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Dakota Gas Company carbon dioxide gas pipeline Mercer County siting application, case number PU-21-150.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. So on April 23rd of this year, Dakota Gasification filed with the PSC a combined application for a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit for the location of approximately 2.9 miles of 12-inch and 3.9 miles of 6-inch carbon dioxide gas pipeline located in Mercer County, North Dakota. On June 9th, we deemed the application complete and set a public hearing for July 12th at the Energy Wellness Center in Beulah. We held that public meeting as scheduled. It was a great, it was a really productive public meeting. There was no opposition expressed. There was a couple of members of the public who attended and had some questions about more about the permitting of the wells than anything else, which really is not part of this case. We're just permitting the pipelines. So as it relates to these two lines, it's a pretty straightforward application. The pipelines are going across previously disturbed land. So the company did all the required studies and consultations with various agencies. But most of the land has already been developed on previously through the mining process. And so there really, not surprisingly, weren't any big issues identified throughout that process. I think the proper folks who need to be involved are involved and have been in consultation with DGC on this project. And so this is just one important step to the broader project, which involves permitting the underground storage facilities, connecting them to these pipelines, and then storing this carbon dioxide, beginning to store this carbon dioxide in North Dakota's reserves. So it's a pretty interesting project. It's the first of its kind. Well, there's been some pilot projects, but this is really, I think, taking North Dakota into the whole world of capturing and storing carbon dioxide from our energy production in North Dakota in our own state. It's apparently has huge potential in North Dakota. Looking at our reserves, we can see a pathway for our state becoming kind of a leader in this area. I hope that we are. I think in the whole challenge of capturing our carbon dioxide globally and reducing those emissions, it just makes so much sense to me that the quickest way to do that and to reduce our global emissions is to capture it off of existing sources and store it versus shutting all those things down, rebuilding new ones, connecting those sources to the power that they need and the transmission they need to get the power back out to people. I just think North Dakota is going to be a leader. I hope we do, quote unquote, crack the code on carbon dioxide capture, sequestration, and utilization. And this is an important step in the right direction, so I think the company has done everything it needs to in our area for this permit, and I believe we're ready to go with this order, and I'm prepared to support it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'll make just a couple of comments. I think on a per mile basis, this is a very short pipeline, but I would argue it's one of the most important pipeline projects that North Dakota has seen because it really does signal the next chapter in energy development in the state. And as mentioned by Commissioner Fedorchak, Chair Fedorchak, the CO2 capture component is critical to keeping existing facilities moving forward and operating. So I think it's an incredibly exciting project, and I'm also prepared to approve.
I will just add that, I don't disagree with anything that's been said. It's vitally important. I'm not really sure the status of Red Trail Energy's CO2 sequestration. I know they're right on the verge, if not already sequestering, but this would be the first from coal-related production. One of the things we were assured of was that this project would be used regardless of that potential Mitsubishi acquisition of DGC. And so I think that is important. I think one thing that's really important for perspective, studies are showing that North Dakota geology could hold like a quarter of a trillion tons of CO2. And that's like 50 years of the U.S., an entire United States production of CO2. And so we have room, according to the studies. And here, this little portion of it is measured in the hundreds of cubic feet, the hundreds of millions of cubic feet. But so it wouldn't even be on that scale of what we have capacity for. So I do really think it is vital, and I like the timing of this. They're ready to start construction in August here and anticipate having it operational by the beginning of next August. And so we can actually see if there's anything unexpected develops in when we're actually sequestering this at both this facility and then over at Red Trail, both using that Broom Creek formation. And so I share your exuberance for getting this order out. I appreciate the chair and our staff moving along so quickly from time of a hearing until now approving the project. This might be a record. And I think, because of construction seasons and stuff, this allows them to potentially have this done and operational next year yet. And so appreciate our staff and you and Basin for presenting a very good and clear application so that we didn't have to draw it out waiting on information.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio. Thank you. Commissioner Crosses.
All right, thank you. I move the Commission adopt the order in Great Plains Natural Gas Company cost of gas 2021 tariff monthly adjustments, case number PU-21-10.
Second.
This is the last in the adjustments for the February cold weather event that impacted not only the Midwest from North Dakota and down into the Texas region. And in this particular one, we were looking for a means to mitigate the cost on a per month basis. I think we've accomplished that. But to get to the crux of it, the impact to Great Plains Natural Gas customers was approximately $160 in total. And this will be spread out over 14 months. So the average, if you were to take 160 divided by 14, is $11.42. So call it between $11 and $12 for the average household. Gas distributed to customers is not a profit center for utilities. I've mentioned that before. It's a pass-through cost. And whatever the companies incur in terms of pricing at that particular time, as well as what they have in storage, contracting that they've put in place to buy gas at the lower summer rates, put that into storage, or just to have an overall contract. Prices spiked, as we know, during that February cold weather event over a 7-day period in particular. There are a number of reasons for that spike. One, Texas produces 26% of the nation's natural gas. So they account for 26% of our supply across the country. Half of that production was curtailed during the cold weather event because wellheads were freezing. So that had a significant impact in itself. When you essentially take 13% of the natural gas supply out of the equation, pricing is going to go up. There's also additional pressure these days with natural gas being used as a fuel source to generate electricity as we see more gas units go in, not only in the Midwest, but throughout the country. So that puts more pressure on supply as well. I think in this particular instance, the wellhead's freezing because they're simply not equipped in the same fashion that North Dakota wells are with the ability to handle extreme temps, because it doesn't happen that often down there. And I still need to figure out or to get to an actual cost of what it really, on a per well basis, what that means. If wells in the deep south were to be winterized, I don't know if it's economical or not, because I don't have the number. But I think the underlying, you know, when you look at events like this that happen, and there's a lot of, well, this caused this and that caused something else, and it becomes a chain reaction. But the underlying issue and the biggest challenge, I think, is infrastructure placement. Trying to put new pipeline in the ground, new pipe in the ground, has become exceedingly more difficult. It's opposed by environmental groups in particular. And that has a negative effect on the ratepayer, because if we can't move the natural gas to where it needs to be at the appropriate times, costs are going to go up. Things, you hit bottlenecks, you have distribution challenges and problems, and a number of other issues. So the bottom line, we need more infrastructure, particularly on the natural gas side in this country, if we're going to continue to utilize more of what we produce in addition to what is being exported, whether it's to Europe. The liquid natural gas market continues to grow, and they have a growing demand over in Europe as well as other parts of the world. So a lot of different factors go into this equation, and again, I mentioned natural gas being used as a generating source to balance out when the wind doesn't blow and the sun's not shining. Those are currently the backup sources of energy, but we can't lose sight of the fact that our baseload facilities, like those we have in North Dakota, coal-fired plants, are incredibly important. And I'm getting into the electric part of this, but it's all interrelated. When you're using natural gas to produce electricity, it has an impact on the gas supply. So this isn't related to electrical rates. This is related to natural gas rates. But this will be effective on August 1st if it's approved, and it will run through September of 2022.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Excellent. All right, Randy, to keep with the... Do you want to speak now or after we close the meeting? You speak and then we do questions.
However you want to handle it.
Okay, I think since it's a special meeting and we're supposed to stick to the agenda, we'll adjourn.
Right.
Okay, so that concludes our regular agenda. We will adjourn and have some time for questions and comments.